This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Steve Goss with our own version of a concert master. With all due respect to the Atlanta Symphony, it's Mara Davis in studio, ready to rosin up her bow. Tell us what's going on this weekend, Mara.
I got a fiddle of gold to get your soul, rosin up my bow.
Yeah.
At least I'm a master of something. That's
you are.
A good to be your master is a good thing. So let's start off with the one of my picks this weekend, and that's at the Variety Playhouse, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. Now, I've been a Carl Denson fan for a really long time. If you don't know, he just was here with a band called the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so he took the place of Bobby Keys on the sax, which was a very big shoes to fill.
As awesome as Carl Denson is, you know who he's playing with? Dumps to Funk from New Orleans.
First of all, you know how I love Dumps to Funk.
Yeah, I do too now. I just love saying it.
So, yeah, Carl Denson does such a great job. You know why I love him so much? Not only is the band, they're sort of like a jam band, but he does great saxophone solos, but I had him on my radio show years and years and years ago with his saxophone, and just for kicks, I was like, oh, do you think you can just bang out Careless Whisper? You know, one of the greatest saxophone solos of all time, and he could, like, play it by ear. It was big for me.
So you got Carl Denson in the studio and you asked him to play Careless Whisper?
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
And he never came in again.
I was going to say, you can ask Carl Denson to play anything once.
But what a great guy and what a great talent. So, you know, he's just come off the tour with the Rolling Stones. He'll be going back out with the Stones again this spring. That's Carl Denson's Tiny Universe at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
There's only one way I can introduce this next act you have on the list. Hey, of Monsters and Men, is it Chastain Park?
Hey, you're right on it. A nine-piece band from Iceland. I mean, you know, that's, I think, what got people's attention when they came out in 2013. I think people were just like, a band from Iceland? Because you think Iceland, you know, who comes to mind?
Yeah, what's her name with the...
Bjork.
Right,
what's
there.
Her name? Bjork. Of Monsters and Men, though, they have a huge band, as I mentioned, and they have a couple of hits that you know that expect, you know, and they have a lot of hays and a lot of O's and a lot of sing-alongs, but this is an overall really, really fun show, especially if you, you know, want to sing along their huge hit called Little Talks.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be on Game of Thrones next season.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You have some time on your hands. Maybe you'll be on Game of Thrones too.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath on that.
You and the Khaleesi? What could go down? I don't know. That's of Monsters and Men at Chastain tonight.
Our musical tour of Nordic musicians continues at the Tabernacle on Friday night with a band from Sweden that's, I don't know, how would you describe Ghost?
Okay, so I put this in there because we're in, you know, Rocktober. So Ghost is like, I think they're like a Swedish Metallica. And I think they'd be interesting to see live because I love a rock band with theatrics. I am, you know, why do people love Ozzy Osbourne? Because Ozzy came out and he had the makeup and it was all like, you know, meet your maker and, you know, the hoods and the devil and all that. And Ghost is bringing that back. And I am into it, Steve.
We could do a whole segment just on Ghost and bands like this. Yes, they wear costumes. No one knows their real names. The lead singer is named Pope Emeritus III.
And the musicians are referred to as the Nameless Ghouls. Come on now. That's awesome.
The current tour is called Black to the Future. They're into Satan now, and you know, if I were in Ghost and I was on the stage, I'd be afraid someone's going to hit me with a custard pie any second.
Ghost at the Tabernacle tonight. So I'm taking you on a world tour. I got you Ghost in, you know, from Sweden, and now Iconopop. They're coming to Kennesaw State University, and I first discovered this song, you know, I Don't Care, I Love It, which every time I hear it, Steve, It makes me want to get up and dance. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's like the ultimate, like, girls empowerment song. It is. You stop rolling your eyes. I don't care. I love it. And so they're a Swedish duo, and they just run around and sing over tracks. But, you know, I saw that on Girls, and so I like it.
And they're a big deal. They've toured with Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, One Direction they toured with this year. So they're hanging out with the right people.
That's right. And now they're being talked about by us. They have made it. That's Ikana Pop at Kennesaw State University tonight.
Smith's Old Bar, still going strong, thank goodness. Got some local folks playing we want to talk about playing tonight.
Yeah, so it's really exciting for local musicians to have a big release party, and that's why I want to mention this show. It's a triple bill. Mike Fiorello, Abe Parker, and Joanna Duff. And Joanna is a great local singer-songwriter, and what's neat about her is she is living her dream. She is changing her career and has decided to get on stage and be who she really is. I love that. That's Mike Fiorello, Abe Parker, and Joanna Duff at Smith's Old Bar tonight. So our next artist, I think, is really interesting because, you know, when it comes to music discovery, Steve, you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, you have to get your song played on the radio. But the internet has a great way of breaking music. And I like this next artist because not only did she get discovered on the internet, but she got discovered by being on the internet playing violin. And in the gaming world, I'm talking about Taylor Davis. I'm fascinated by this. She basically, have you watched her play violin? She's fantastic.
Yeah, she plays covers of movie themes and video game music, and it's in different settings. So she's out on a cliff playing a cover version of the theme from Mission Impossible.
But her music has been featured in gaming, so...
Violente is her YouTube channel.
Yeah. So I think, you know, and she's doing a tour, and I think it would be interesting to see her live because I appreciate her chutzpah.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's just like...
She's carved out a niche for herself.
I like it. I like it a lot, Steve. That's Taylor Davis at Vinyl tonight.
On Saturday night at Chastain Park, one of my favorite artists of all time, his new CD is one that I've listened to probably more than just about any CD in the last year. The new CD is called Standing in the Breach. I'm unabashed Jackson Browne fan. He's back in town. He hasn't played Chastain, I think, since 2009.
He's such a great live performer, singer, songwriter, activist, a huge fan. I mean, you know who else is a huge fan of Jackson Browne's? Do you know that Bruce Springsteen came out and jumped on stage with him when he was in New Jersey on Bruce's birthday a few weeks ago? So, you know, if you got Bruce Springsteen's love and affection, I mean, Atlanta, you better turn it out. Who knows who's going to show up with Jackson? But, yeah, I mean, what a perfect... way to see Jackson Browne. You know what was one of my favorite songs from Jackson Browne? I love the original version of Take It Easy, which Jackson Browne wrote.
In his new album, he revisits that song, in a song he calls Winslow, Arizona, Return to Winslow.
It always makes me mad when people call it an Eagles song, because I'm like, no, that is a Jackson Browne song, and his version feels so much more earthy, so much more country, so much more the way the song was meant to be heard. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this town. I'll bid adieu to the precious few I knew.
And I'll be on my way, and I won't be back around. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams are the opening act with Jackson Browne that night.
Great, I know you'll be there. Hummus and Chardonnay, Jackson Browne.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs. Fountain of Sorrow, Doctor My Eyes, I mean, you can go on and on and on.
Should we do an entire segment, just you and I, talking about Jackson Browne?
Well, what we could do is we could do Jackson Browne and Ghost. So we could do Ghost and take a break, and then come back and do Jackson Browne.
Let me tell you, I bet Jackson Browne would appreciate Ghost and their showmanship. I'm just saying.
I don't think so.
He has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's Jackson Browne, Saturday night at Chastain.
Yeah.
So another guitar legend. Big night for classic rock in Atlanta on Saturday night. Warren Haynes, of course, who you know from Government Mule and the Allman Brothers Band. I mean, nobody can rip a guitar like Warren. And he is sort of like the godfather of jam bands, one of them at least. And he is supporting his album Ashes and Dust. So, and the Ashes and Dust Band, you'll be able to see that live at the Tabernacle.
Justin Towns Earl is playing in the band, and Chess Boxer and Jeff Sipe too.
That's going to be a big night.
It is.
If you're ready to jam on, there's going to be some, hard rock and noodle dancing happening in there. That's Warren Haynes at the Tabernacle on Saturday night.
The sun did rise yesterday on the frozen hill.
This is one of those nights in Atlanta when there's just too many good bands playing at too many different locations, and it's just, I've got to see Jackson Browne, but boy, I'd love to see Warren Haynes, and I'd love to see Beat at the Party at Ponce.
So, I don't know if you've been to Ponce City Market. Have you been yet? Okay, well, Steve has not been, and Steve is missing out, because if you have not been over there yet, it really is blowing my mind on how amazing it is. The fact that they took the old City Hall East and they've turned it into, and it doesn't feel like one of these manufactured live-work communities. It truly is a little piece of history, a little piece of edge. It's true to Atlanta. It's got the great food, the great vibe, the building's fantastic. All the great restaurants. There's too many restaurants to mention, but they are going to do a huge concert there, Party on Ponce, with some of our hometown heroes, the Indigo Girls, Sean Mullins, and David Ryan Harris. And David Ryan is a great solo artist. He worked with John Mayer, and he's amazing too.
So that as you grow to be a man, you never lose the boy inside. Take your time.
And more than 30 chefs will be offering tastings. Drop a few names there. Hugh Atchison, Linton Hopkins, Ann Quattrono. I mean, this is going to be a fun night.
Big names. Big names. So, Sean Mullins is released a new album called My Stupid Heart. So he's out there supporting that, an album talking about his marriages, maybe not going that great, but it's great that he can come up with some good music. One Lost Day from the Indigo Girls, they're supporting their latest release, and so this is going to be a really amazing night at Ponce City Market.
And it's a benefit, too, for the Beltline, Georgia Organics, the Atlanta Bicycle Coalition, and Museum of Design Atlanta, so it's for a great cause.
All of my favorite things, but I love that Ponce City Market. That's Party at Ponce with the Indigo Girls, Sean Mullins, and David Ryan Harris at Ponce City Market.